You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams-Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Lindsay.
I am so excited to talk with you about a topic that has been, I feel like, brushed up against in a lot of different conversations we've had for our guests, but we never have done like a full deep dive into.
No, we haven't. And perhaps it's because neither of us have firsthand experience with it. But today we're going to do a bit of a deeper dive into the doll hospital.
I thought I knew what the doll hospital was, but I did a little look into exactly what the doll hospital entails before we started recording, thanks to the American Girl website and also the Wikipedia for American Girl. And I learned a lot, Laura. So I'm excited to chat about it today. But before we get into that, has anything AG come up in your life recently?
Yes. So I actually was at one of my favorite places this weekend, a flea market, and I was, you know, browsing the bays as you do, and I came across a vendor that had several different types of dolls, but what stood out to me immediately was that she had a Pleasant Company Felicity.
Did you get her?
Lindsay, I don't know why, but I didn't get her.
Oh, no.
I've just been like thinking about it a lot, and I really regret it because she was only $30. I think I was just getting overwhelmed by the idea that she was not in good condition and that like I'd be spending $30 to probably spend like $150 more. And so I think like that's why I held back. Although like now I kind of feel like I should have gotten her and we could have like given her away to like a listener or something, or like to a friend. But she had blue marker on her forehead. And you know how sometimes you like look at marker on something and you just know it would never come off?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That's how I felt. It was like faded. So like I knew that it had been like just absolutely like dried into the surface of her face. And like her limbs were loose, which is obviously not a deal breaker. But she was wearing her meat dress. She just didn't have any shoes, stockings, or hat. But she was in her meat dress. And her hair was actually like not horrible. I probably could have worked with that on my own. But yeah, it was the marker kind of like made me question whether or not I was up for the challenge. And I definitely would have wanted to send her for like a full tune-up. And I know I can't send her to the doll hospital because she's Pleasant Company. So yeah, I don't know. It just didn't happen. And maybe that was the wrong choice.
Fair enough. Yeah, it seems like she needed a lot of work. And that is a big responsibility to have, even if she was pretty reasonably priced. But totally get it. But I love that there's a Pleasant Company Felicity out there that hopefully someone scooped up that day.
I hope so. And I was not even there very early. And I think the earlier you go, the better stuff you find. So, you know, I'm hoping that somebody came after me. I'm surprised she wasn't scooped up already. But I hope that the right person got her. And I did see actually a pretty good sprinkling of other American Girl dolls there, but none of any discernible like historic origin. I don't really care. Like if I were to actually buy an American Girl doll from one of these flea markets, I would really want to get a historic one, and I probably wouldn't spend any time fixing up like a girl of today, just because I don't really feel like a connection to somebody else's girl of today, you know?
Yeah, that's totally fair. I would do the same. Last year, I had some regrets about not getting a Samantha doll that I saw at the Brimfield Antique Show, which I'll be going to again in a few weeks with my friend Ashley. And oh my goodness, the Samantha had everything in her collection. And I didn't even ask what the price was. I just kind of like admired it, looked through all of her things, took a lot of videos to send to you, and then walked away. But oh my God, it would just be really nice to, I don't know. I don't know. Like, since we started this podcast 2 years ago, neither one of us has grown our AG collections. Like, we're at the same count that we started at.
Well, I guess like technically I have, if you consider that my count was zero, and I did find two of my older dolls, although one I don't even think belonged to me. So
That's true. And I guess I found my Felicity in my parents' attic too, that like I wouldn't have dug up anyway. So I guess we're a little bit more than zero, but we're not
yeah.
like actively purchasing items for our collections.
No, we have not come by any American Girl dolls through purchasing them.
No. But I will say, if I'm at the Brimfield Antique Show in a few weeks and I do see Felicity's summer dress, that's a purchase I will 100% make.
Okay, love it. What if you saw Samantha?
I don't know if I could commit to a full doll now that I think about it. I would buy Samantha's tabletop accessories if I happen across them, her petit fours, which we talked about last week with Susan Alexandra. I would scoop those up in a second.
Yeah, totally get it. I think that's the other reason why I didn't go for Felicity, even though like I like Felicity. I would say in my ranking, it goes Samantha, Josefina, Felicity. Even though I didn't have Felicity, my only other historic doll was Kaya, which I would say is maybe my fourth favorite, but like I don't not feel drawn to Felicity. I love all of her collection. And I love her stories, but I think part of the reason why I didn't get her was because I really would probably only like pony up for a Samantha or a Josefina at this point.
Fair. All right, well, I'll let you know if I come across either of those dolls, and yeah, maybe I'll purchase them for you.
Well, back at you. If I ever see a Felicity summer dress, you know it's coming for you.
Love it.
And that's the thing I will add just to like close out the story is that if that Felicity had been wearing a summer dress, I would not have hesitated for even a minute. Like it wouldn't have even have been a second thought for me.
Right.
I would say
Yeah.
like even if that Felicity was wearing like her Christmas dress, I would
Ooh.
have. And like I love her meat dress too, but I know you already have that one, so.
I have the meat dress, the original meat dress, but honestly, I would love her purple meat dress too.
Yes, I know. Her purple pink dress is so gorgeous.
It's so perfect. I don't know. I feel like I'm definitely open to getting an additional outfit for Felicity. So I will keep that in mind when shopping in a few weeks, and we'll see what comes to be.
When you go to Brimfield, do you see a lot of dolls, or is it more like rare?
I think it's a little bit more rare throughout like all of the items. I don't know. It's like so, it's such an intense day. I would
Yeah.
say like finding an American Girl doll is like 0.01% of like the vintage that's out there.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. There weren't, I mean, there were a few at this flea market and actually went thrifting a couple weeks prior in Santa Barbara and saw American Girl dolls at a thrift store. But again, they were like girl of today that I didn't feel a connection to. But yeah, I would agree. They had like a lot of Barbies at this flea market and a lot of like Barbie accessories, which were fun to look at, but American Girl was a little bit more hard to come by.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for thrifting adventures ahead and seeing where we land with our collections.
Me too. Me too. And you know, maybe after today's discussion about the doll hospital, we'll be more prepared to help bring them up to their former condition, should we ever stumble upon them.
Totally. So, getting into the doll hospital, Laura, did you ever have a need to send any of your dolls to the hospital?
Well, not like an obvious need, but there was a time when my Josefina doll's hair just seemed tangled beyond all reason. And my mom, I think perhaps even called to find out like what the protocol was. And because otherwise, I don't know how I would have known this unless she had called. So we were like, could we send Josefina to the doll hospital to get her hair fixed? And when she called, they were like, yes, but what we would do is actually just replace the head with a whole new one. And that, for some reason, rubbed me so the wrong way as a kid that I was like, forget it, we're not doing it. And I also didn't love the idea of like mailing her to them and then getting her mailed back like 2 weeks later. I felt like at that time I was playing with my American girls like pretty frequently, and I don't feel like I was okay with her being gone for that long, because when you're, six or however old I was, 2 weeks feels like an eternity.
Totally. Yeah, we heard from a few of our listeners through voice messages that we're going to play at the end of this episode. And we had someone also say that they were concerned about the mind and soul of their doll after a head replacement.
I mean, yeah, it makes total sense. I'm sure my mom was so frustrated when I had that response, because it's like, logically, why wouldn't you just do it? But there's no reasoning with a child in that way.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cute. So did Josefina just forever have her hair mangled after that?
She did. It was pretty bad, and it only got worse throughout the years. And there were definitely times that I tried. And this was in the age before the internet was really like accessible. So it's not like, today my mom probably could have Googled like how to detangle American girl hair and find like a million like Reddit or YouTube videos or like articles on how to do that. But at the time, all we had was like the American girl wire brush and water. And so we did our best, but it just did not like, I remember my mom like brushing and brushing and brushing, and it just was not happening.
Oh,
Yeah. And like Josefina's hair, unlike Samantha's hair, Josefina's hair is actually like past her butt when it's out of the braid. So it's pretty long. So you're dealing with a lot of tangles.
Right, that's hard.
It really was. It was, I think I credit her for trying, because I do definitely remember asking her to try, but it just was not going to happen.
Fair. Well, my Felicity definitely was in need of a trip to the doll hospital, but it never crossed my mind to send her, even with her atrocious haircut. I don't know. It just wasn't a thought that I would ever send her away.
I mean, fair. I feel like, were you aware of the doll hospital?
I
Okay.
was aware and enticed by the get well balloon, but yeah, I don't think I ever like saw it as like an option that we would like move forward with.
Was that because you were like, oh, if she like lost a limb, maybe I would send her.
Yeah, for sure. If she had like something seriously wrong with her, totally. But like we had that little powder, skincare powder. I don't know what it was, but like we had that to like clean her face. And like she was in pretty good condition. She still is, other than her hair situation. So I think if she like lost a limb or was like severely like loose in limb, we would definitely send her away. But I don't know. I think her hair, it wasn't great, but it was her.
Question, did you notice with Felicity, or just in general, that American Girl dolls tend to get like shiny as they get older?
Ooh, like their skin?
Yeah.
I don't think my Felicity is shiny. Did you notice that with any of your dolls?
Yes. And I feel like that has something to do with like why the skincare is like a powder, because maybe it's like mattifying, but I do feel like they got kind of like shiny. It's almost like a matte coat had like rubbed away, but it wasn't like discernible. Like I couldn't be like, oh, this part is shiny, this part is like matte, and I could see like a line. It was more like, I just feel like, and this could also just be they were dirty and they needed to be cleaned, but I do remember like their faces and stuff having more of like a sheen to them after they had had some wear and tear.
Interesting. All right. I'm gonna go and look at my Felicity. I am at my parents' house for the week, so I have quick access to her. So I'll take a look and see if she shines. I'm curious now, but I don't think I've noticed that before.
I want to just quickly look it up and see if anybody says, oh my God, yes, here's a Reddit article called How to Fix My Entirely Shiny AG Doll. Ever since I got her, her entire skin has been quite shiny and greasy looking. Tried using a nail buffer in a small area to see how it would look. People are saying a magic eraser.
Ooh, that seems harsh.
Baking soda and water paste.
That's probably like what the skincare powder was.
Yeah. So I guess it is kind of like a greasiness that they acquire, you know, like you don't want to touch your
Right.
face and you don't want to touch the doll's face too much.
That's interesting. All right, I'm gonna go look at my Felicity after we record.
Yes, please do and report back. Besides like your awareness of the hospital, did you know anybody who sent a doll to the hospital? Because I feel like I didn't even know anybody who did.
I do not recall any friend ever sending a doll to the hospital either, but
Was
people
there,
must have.
yeah, I mean, was there a cost associated with it?
There was, yeah. So in the 90s, from a catalog that I was referencing, a limb replacement was $25, a new head or body was $35, and to reattach a head or a limb, it was $20.
Wow. So that does feel expensive for the 90s. If you think about it, it's like a third of a cost of the new doll to like get the head replaced.
But that comes with the hospital gown and balloon and the ID bracelet. So it was kind of like a new outfit, too.
Yes. I think something that also is false advertising is that a lot of the times when talking about the American Girl Doll Hospital, in the catalog, they would show a doll in a wheelchair, and you are not getting that wheelchair.
No, definitely not. They had the crutches and cast, the wheelchair. Now they have hearing aids. So it's great that they have these items available, but those are all going to cost you extra.
Yes, those are not part of the entry level package.
No. And they've changed up what you get over the years too. So it no longer comes with the balloon and the ID bracelet, I don't think. But now you could purchase separately a little balloon and bear for $18. And I think it currently comes with socks and a gown and a get well card. Pretty sure. There's been some changes over the years, but it's interesting to see what it comes with. And just to give like a little background on the Doll Hospital. So Pleasant Company started offering these services in 1988. So like 2 years into AG, which I think is pretty interesting, you know, people playing with them and needing a little tune-up. It's like another little extra touch for the Pleasant Company to create like another experience, right? It's not just like on the order form being like, send your doll in for a repair if needed. It's positioned as the doll hospital, and you get your doll in the gown with the balloon. Like, it's another like moment of joy and interaction with AG, which I think is really clever.
Yeah, you make a very good point, which is that they could have just positioned it as like, oh, and you can get your doll repaired, but they didn't, and it's essentially just like a warranty program at the end of the day, but they really did manage to make it into something special. Not special enough that I wanted to do it, but I
Totally.
definitely see like the appeal and like how it could make, you know, you feel better about replacing the doll partially if
Right.
you needed to do that, because there is like, you know, a little bit of like a fun element to it.
Right. Totally. And they actually rebranded pretty recently. So in October 2023, they changed the name to the American Girl Doll Care Center, because
Oh.
there are so many like different services that they offer. So the skin cleaning, the restoring of the hair and restyling, and all the replacements. So it encompasses a lot more than just the doll hospital, which we've talked about on the podcast, being like, it's kind of silly to send your doll in to a hospital to have their hair restyled. So I think the care center encompasses a lot more of like a broad wellness moment for your doll.
Yeah, 100%. I think that a certain level of like renew was provided at the original hospital if you were getting a repair. But I love the idea that they sort of just like mildly like brush and restyle the hair if it's like in
Right.
good condition.
Totally. And I love that you could send a doll back of like any age or retirement status. Like they'll replace the parts. Like as long as they have the parts to replace it, like they'll repair your doll. So you could get that pleasant company Felicity, and you might not get a pleasant company Felicity head back if that's what you're trying to replace. But theoretically, you could still send her in and they'll replace her as long as they have the parts in stock. So,
Yeah, I wonder what they
like,
would replace her with.
right? Maybe like a create your own doll or just like you. There's a running list of dolls that have been retired that they currently don't have stock of. So I think it's a lot of like the Girl of Today dolls and some of the historic. So they list out like who they don't carry anymore. But yeah, I really like that, you know, you'd still have the opportunity, even if you don't have like the latest doll, to still have them repaired today.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit more strict, I think, than it used to be. Like they put some guidelines to it.
Yeah, I can understand why, especially with like all the different parts floating around. Like I was just reading something on the Wikipedia page about Franken dolls where like people will send in like parts from different dolls and be like, "Can you like put this on this?"
Right.
which is so crazy, but I love that the hospital gown didn't change from 1986 to 2006.
That warms my heart.
That is the hospital gown. I remember, you remember.
I know it's a little funny to see a new gown. It's still cute, but the way that the American Girl Doll Hospital is structured now is that there are three different services you could purchase essentially. So it's not just like the general like head replacement or limb replacement that was advertised in the catalogs in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. So now there are three different services. There's the doll refresh and renew package for $45, which this is kind of like the more lighter repairs. So the wellness visits, so like a vinyl skin cleaning, the hair is brushed and restyled, and they also will send the doll back in with accessories if that is applicable. They also will do eye replacements under this package. They won't change the color of the eyes. So you have to kind of register what your doll looks like online. So you're putting in her eye color, her hair color, because they're only going to replace the exact doll that you have. So they're going to know up front like what they're replacing, and you have to send back all of the parts. You can no longer just send in a doll with missing eyes and think that you're going to like get new eyes that were like a different color put back in. You have to send all the parts in,
Oh,
which
wow.
I get why they do that, but at the same time, like if someone lost a leg and you know might not have it, what do they do?
Right. Especially with like a smaller piece like eyes, like I could totally see them not having that.
Right.
You know, like that could get lost.
Exactly. And under this package, you could also reattach a head or limbs. And this also includes restringing the limbs on a loose doll. So that is like the lowest tier package. They also have the doll care and repair service, which is an entirely new head. So this is going to replace any haircuts that you might have given or like severe damage to the hair or stains on the head. Maybe the Felicity that you saw this weekend would need this doll care and repair situation. So they'll come back to you with their original hairstyle. So that sounds really nice for some of the dolls like Kirsten, who has the loop braids. So with this package though, like just like the replacement of a wig is not available, they'll take away like the entire head and replace it.
And what was the cost of that?
This is $50.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty reasonable, and this would also account for new limbs, new torso, new body. So there are a lot of things under this package. The next and highest tier is the Advanced Doll Care and Repair Service, which is $88.
Okay, at
And
that point, like,
get a new doll, right?
yeah.
But this includes two or more of the services in the doll care and repair package. So
Okay.
this is if like she needs a new head and a new leg. But looking at the dolls today, I think they're around $115. So it might be worth it, depending.
Right. I guess it would
Yeah.
be worth it if it was a doll that like they had replacement parts for, but wasn't for whatever reason. Like for example, like if that pleasant company Felicity that I found needed like two new legs, I would maybe consider sending her because it's like the legs, I don't really mind not being original pleasant company.
Right, totally.
But like the body and the head, like I would draw the line. So I can kind of see a case for it if it was like a very specific situation. But if I was just, had my like little Truly Me with blue hair that I got as a Gen Alpha girl, and she was missing two legs at $88, I would maybe just get a new one.
Right, totally fair. And there's a lot of fine print with the doll hospital now.
Oh, wow.
So we chatted about a few of these things, but like parts that are replaced are not returned to you. So you will not get your original head back. You will only receive the replacement. The doll, again, must be sent in complete. So from the wigs, the eyes, any limbs, anything that you send in, like it has to be the complete doll before they fix it. And then let's see, they are unable to change any characteristics of a doll when the head replacement is done. Any dolls that are altered or that they aren't sure like what doll they are, like they might have, been altered or like created by someone on Etsy or wherever. Like if they can't identify the doll, it won't be accepted. And yeah, they can't guarantee the availability of the replacement parts. There's like a lot of stipulations with the doll hospital now, or rather the doll care center.
Interesting. Well, I can understand why they have some of those stipulations in place, but it is very intriguing. I also am noticing on their page for the doll care center that they have a DIY doll care section.
Ooh, what does that entail?
So, first of all, the photo, the doll's hair is being brushed with the same brush I had for my American Girl, which is a maroon wooden brush with wire bristles. And I'm like, did they bring that back recently? Because that definitely went away.
Right? I've seen that in the store too. It's like surprising to see the maroon.
Yeah, but they do have some tips in here. So, first of all, they have like all the salon items because like they need to sell those things. But one of the things they have in the salon is extensions, which I find really fun and hilarious. And they have like a salon chair and a cape with like the newer brush and like a comb and some hair accessories. And they still do have the hair book for girls, by the way.
Ooh.
But it does look like they now offer the original brush for $9. So interesting. Can't really say that I realized that they had relaunched that. But here are the steps for caring for the hair that they suggest. For wavy or straight hair, use a wire wig brush. They have been saying that since the dawn of time. That is exactly what they said when like we were trying to figure out my doll's hair. For curly textured hair, use a hair pick. Now they did not have that in our day, but I do see they sell that now. Firmly hold the doll by sitting her between your legs, then grasp the neck, but not so hard as to loosen the head. Lightly mist the hair using just enough water to make it easier to work with. Take hold of a small section of hair near the ends, then gently brush or pick out the tangles. Keep working in small sections, moving up toward the wig's base, but always brushing or picking down towards the ends. So basically, it's how to brush hair, but we definitely also were wetting Josefina's hair trying to figure it out. And they have a couple do's and don'ts. Do expect a few hairs to come off the first time you brush or pick. That's normal. When braiding hair, do so while hair is damp to control loose ends. Let the hair dry overnight or by placing it near a fan. Remember that braids left in too long may result in a permanent wave when take it out. Don't ever use a plastic comb or bristle brush. Don't get water in doll's eyes. They may rust.
Oh, I have never heard that before.
Don't use styling products such as gels, mousses, or sprays. They can damage the hair over time. Don't use a blow dryer, curling iron, or straightening iron, or hot rollers, all of which can dry, stiffen, or even melt the hair. But don't they use, what do they use to curl the doll's hair in the salon then?
Maybe they're using styling tools on like an extremely low setting in the salon.
Yeah, I'm like looking to see if they clarify that at all.
We need to get Chris from the Doll Studio by Chris on here to
Right,
share
because
some insight.
I definitely, see all these options that they have for the hair, but none of them are clear to me whether or not that's like the texture the doll had already or if like they styled it. But yeah.
Interesting.
I wonder like if people like have ever like needed to send their doll to the doll hospital for a hair related issue, but like try to take it to the salon to be like, oh, like whatever, and the people have just had to be like, no.
I'm so curious where the doll hospital actually is.
Yeah, like is it in Wisconsin?
Maybe. That's kind of how I envision it in my mind.
But probably not anymore. Maybe at the time, but probably not anymore because I feel like it's with Mattel taking over. It's probably out here in California where I am at this point, but who
We'll do some
knows?
research.
Yeah. But really interesting. And I read like a statistic that said in 1992, the doll hospital processed 8,000 dolls. In
Wow.
93, they expected to process 10,000. In 2021, they processed 31,000.
Oh my God. That is so
Yeah.
much higher than I would ever have thought.
I guess it seems like a lot, but I wonder how many dolls they sold in a year versus how many were sent to the doll hospital.
Right. And I'm curious like what ages those dolls were. Not that there would be data on that, but if it was like a doll from like 20 years ago, like how many of those are being repaired versus like a doll that was purchased within the past like 3 years?
True. I also wonder if any like well-meaning, maybe a little less like in the loop American Girl owners have maybe like rediscovered their American Girl dolls, not been aware of like the big differences between the Pleasant Company and Mattel versions of American Girl and just like sent a like Pleasant Company Samantha.
Oh my God, that would be so upsetting.
Because they have the parts for Samantha for sure, but
Right.
they don't have Pleasant Company parts. There should be a disclaimer, but
Totally. Well, Laura, this was so much fun learning all about the American Girl Doll Hospital slash American Girl Doll Care Center. And I'm so excited to hear all of our listeners' experiences.
me too. I'm sure that unlike the two of us, our listeners will have some great memories of sending their dolls to the doll hospital, and I cannot wait to hear what events precipitated the need. So, thank you everybody so much for joining us. And now, here are some stories from our listeners.
Hi, my name is Yale. Growing up, I had Kirsten. I still have Kirsten. And when I was younger, it was still called Pleasant Company. But obviously, I am an American Girl lover. And I remember when the hospital option came out in the catalog. I thought it was cool, but it really wasn't something that I, thought too much about. I really was probably more into getting Kirsten's summer outfit with her fishing rod and reel. But one day, I was probably about 7 or 8, I took magic marker and I gave Kirsten pierced ears. I believe I had just gotten my ears pierced around the same time. So I made little circles on her ears with magic marker. And I liked that for a little bit, but then I think after I switched out of my earrings studs into cooler new earrings, I was upset that Kirsten had these black circles on her ears. So I remembered about the hospital, and I guess I thought that truly what happened was if something happened to your doll, they just sent you a brand new one. So I ended up breaking Kirsten's leg off, oops, and telling my mom that it fell off. And we went through the steps and we sent Kirsten to the hospital. And it was a big ordeal because we live in Canada and we had to send Kirsten from America. So we made that happen. And Kirsten came back with her leg attached and her little hospital gown. And lo and behold, she still had her magic marker earrings. And I realized that they had just fixed my Kirsten instead of giving me a whole brand new one, which I was a little upset about. But in the end, I was actually very happy to get my own Kirsten back. And in the end, my mother actually showed me that a little bit of rubbing alcohol was able to remove Kirsten's magic marker earrings. So I'm glad that Kirsten was able to get better at the American Girl Hospital and that she came back to me, my original Kirsten. And also, thank God, my mother had a cleaning hat.
Hi, my name is Blair. I'm calling from the San Francisco Bay Area. So I have two doll hospital stories. The first one is my mom bought me a bitty baby when my brother was born so that I wouldn't be jealous and had my own baby to raise. And my brother had to undergo some pretty serious surgery. So she called the American Girl Doll Hospital hotline and somehow got them to send us the doll, like, hospital package without sending my baby doll in. So we got the whole balloon, bracelet, and little, like, hospital gown. So when my brother came home from the hospital, so did my baby doll. About 5 years after that, my bitty baby, which was, like, one of the original made-from-Germany Pleasant Hill bitty babies, big deal to my mom, had, like, a slit in her torso. So we sent her in, and so that was our second American Girl doll hospital experience. And my bitty baby came back pristine, even like a little washed and polished. Like, she had that new baby smell for real.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm calling about the hospital. I had a Kirsten doll back in, like, when it was just Samantha, Kirsten, and, like, Molly, I think. Maybe Felicity. Anyway, and I was so obsessed with styling hair. And I would do every single style. I had French braid. I got the perm kit. I would do the curlers. And, you know, I fried Kirsten's hair. It turned into that fuzz. So we sent her away to the doll hospital. And that was a very hard, you know, week or so for me. And then when she came back, it was so sweet in her little hospital gown and her balloon. And I just wanted to say, I got so obsessed with doing my doll's hair. And I learned how to French braid. And like I said, I would do the curls with the tissue and the spray. I don't know how many people have that kit. Anyway, I grew up to be a hairstylist, and I've been doing hair now professionally for 20 years, and I have an American Girl doll to owe that, you know, love and learning of doing hair. And I didn't damage Kirsten's hair again after that. I learned how to treat it right with the wig wire brush, and she's still in my mom's attic somewhere with her hair in the original Lucy braid.
My name is Bailey, calling to tell a story about the American Girl Hospital. Last August, my grandmother passed away, and I decided to send my doll for much-needed repair in her honor. She bought me a girl like me in, I don't know, 95, 96, something like that. And sometime over her years in storage, she developed what I call the Terminator eye. One of her eyes turned silver, and so in my grandmother's passing, I finally got the gumption to send her in, filled out the online form and paid the $49-ish to send her in, packaged her up, sent her out with tears in my eyes, a little nervous because being a doll of that era, I was worried about what might happen to her. I'd heard stories about coming back a completely different doll, but needed to do it. So sent her in, a little nervous, and then I got an email saying that I had been refunded my almost $50, and I was confused about what that meant. There was no real information, and then I was assured that my doll was on her way back, and I got a sweet letter saying that everything they had found wrong with her had been the company's problem, and so they had refunded me the entire fee, and I'm fairly certain it's because I told them that I was doing it in honor of my Nima. So I had an excellent experience with the doll hospital last August, and my doll is back, and she's beautiful. Two normal brown eyes instead of the Terminator eye.
Hi, this is Amelia. I had to send my Samantha doll to the American Girl Hospital when I was 6 years old. Unfortunately, her arm came out of the socket, and I just remember it being very traumatic for me. I felt really bad that her arm had come out and my mom couldn't fix it, And then the instructions to send the doll to the hospital were that she had to be in the box with no clothes, no blankets, anything. And this was winter time and it was freezing out. And I was so worried that she was going to be cold in the box. And I didn't like sending her without clothes. I felt really bad about that. And I was really concerned that they might mix up my Samantha doll with someone else's Samantha doll at the hospital. So the whole thing was just very stressful and upsetting for me. And I counted down the days until my doll came back. So she came back fine, and it was all good in the end. But I just remember the whole thing being very traumatizing and upsetting for my little six-year-old self.
Hi, my name is Caitlin, and my Samantha is a survivor of an AG hospital stay. I must have been in about second or third grade. It was the mid-90s. I remember waking up on a typical Saturday morning, getting my Samantha prepped for the weekend play, which inevitably included combing out her rat's nest, which I guess was particularly bad. I remember holding on tight to one of her arms to brace myself, and suddenly it popped out. I do remember being more excited than sad about it, because I knew from the AG catalog, of course, that should something traumatic happen to your doll, you could send it off to the hospital. They would fix her up for you, and you would get her sent back with a little hospital gown and a get-well balloon and hospital bracelet. So I was pretty excited about the prospect of getting those new accessories exclusive to your doll's hospital stay. I don't quite remember how long it took to get her back, but she did come back in one piece with nicely combed hair, a little bonus, I think, which was the ultimate reason for her hospital stay.
Hi, my name is Katie. This is it's a two-part story about my American Girl doll, Molly. My little sister, who is 5 years younger than me, sat on her, and Molly's head popped off. So my parents sent Molly back to the American Girl doll hospital, where her head was replaced. And then at another point in time, I was playing with Molly, swinging her around in my living room, and once again, her head popped off. She has never really been the same since, and I'm 36 years old, and I'm pretty sure I'm still traumatized from that.
Hi, my name is Kat. My sisters and I had to send our American Girl dolls to the American Girl Hospital when I was around maybe 10 or 12. I'm one of four, and my youngest sister cut off all of our dolls' hair when she was maybe 4 years old. So we had to send quite a few over the next few weeks, and thankfully, despite this being the post-Mattel years, we got our dolls back intact. To this day, my Samantha still has her replacement company head, and when the dolls all came back, they came back in these cute little hospital gowns with hospital bracelets, and they also came back with these get-well balloons, which we still have to this day. They're still inflated, still looking like new, and to this day, I'm just really appreciative that they took care of our dolls and sent them back to us in the way that we sent them, and I'm really glad that we had the original Pleasant Company dolls and that they came back just the way that we sent them in.
My name is Jenna. I had sent my doll to the American Girl Doll Hospital. I had my kit doll, had her leg fall off, and so I had to send her to the hospital, but it wasn't actually a sad event. I was kind of excited to send her, which sounds kind of crazy, but I was obsessed with the spread in the magazine of the gown and the balloon and the little certificate and the ID bracelet. She was shipped away with her leg, and she came back and looked good as new. It was her little gown on and the balloon. It was adorable, and I was so excited. It was exactly what I was hoping for, and she definitely stayed in it for too long after she was already healed. But then I noticed the crutches and the little casts in the wheelchair later on when I was looking at the catalog, and kind of jealous that I didn't end up getting those. I think they cost a lot extra, but for some reason, I was obsessed with them and thought they were the coolest thing. Later on, I ended up hurting myself too and getting crutches like in the catalog and thought that was the coolest thing, even though it's not quite as fun as you think when you're getting used to using them. But it was such a fun little thing to do. Again, it seems crazy to think that that's a fun thing to send your doll to the hospital, but I don't think you can blame me looking at the little spread.
Hello, my name is Emily, and I'm calling in about my American Girl doll hospital story. which is that I received Kirsten Larsen when I was born, which is ridiculous, from my Aunt Karin because I'm Swedish. And as you obviously know, Kirsten Larsen is also Swedish. And I loved her too hard, as small children who shouldn't have American Girl dolls do. And so by the time it was about 2001, I was around 7, her hair was one giant dreadlock. And my mother insisted that I send her to the American Girl Doll Hospital to be treated. And what haunts me ever since is that while I intended to send her in to get her hair changed, which scared the living bejesus out of me, what I have regretted ever since 2001 is that I now know that they replaced her entire head. And so when I received her back in the mail with her delightful little hospital gown and tiny balloon, which I think I still have in a box at my mother's house, I realized that not only was Kirsten's hair beautiful and back her in her original Swedish braids, she also had her head replaced, which for me signifies that this doll, who I was pretty sure was real and my best friend, had a different brain now. And I felt guilty about it ever since. So shout out to American Girl Doll Hospital for restoring Kirsten's precious little Swedish braids. But I do feel like I turned her into a zombie doll by replacing her head. And I will be forever traumatized. But I did love the free merch that came with all the hospital stuff. And after that, I got the American Girl hair kit, and I was able to curl that fresh Swedish hair, and it was a real blessing.
My name is Emma, and I had to send my lookalike, my very first American Girl doll, named Kate. She was blonde, blue eyes, I think. I had to send her to the American Girl Doll Hospital because my dog peed on her. And they wouldn't accept a doll that had pee, so we told them it was apple juice. And they took her, and she came back with a new body, brand new. They never knew, or if they did, they just replaced her anyway.
My name is Meredith. I don't remember ever sending my doll to the American Girl Hospital, but I do remember physically going to the American Girl Doll store and dropping her off at the hospital, and I remember picking her up. We were at a family holiday gathering, and it was my brand new Kaylee doll, and my aunt pulled her out of my cousin's arms very, like, hastily and didn't, like, understand the value of, like, American Girl dolls. And a few days later, her, like, arm completely fell off. And I remember we had to take, like, a day off work to go. My mom, like, took a day off. I think it was spring break, and we went to the store. And I remember he was like, we were sitting waiting, and it was kind of like we were actually waiting for someone to get out of surgery. It was very, like, scary, you know, but she came back and her arm is still intact 20 years later.
Hi, so I am 30 years old, and I was a huge American Girl buff back in the day. I had the Molly doll, and I also had the Bitty twins and the Bitty baby. Original Bitty Baby was everything to me. I took this doll everywhere with me, boat rides, hikes, vacations, you name it. It was the blonde Bitty Baby. I still have her upstairs with all of her, like, original 1999, like, 2000 garb, as some may say. She was so scuffed up and beaten. Her head fell off a few times. I mean, I treated this doll like it was, like, I birthed her, okay? I remember the first time we took her to the doll hospital, I was terrified. I was terrified. And she always came back looking perfect. Like, the scuffs on her head were no more. Everything was perfect. Her head was back in place. And it dawned on me in my adulthood that they probably just gave her a whole new head. And I didn't even know.
Hi, my name is Libby. I recently tried to send my Samantha doll that I got in 1993 to the American Girl Hospital. I've tried to do this twice, and both times they have sent her back saying she was a, quote, biohazard doll.
So my name is Susan. I had Kirsten as a kid. I'm in my 30s now, so I was, like, in lower elementary schools, like, kind of, you know, third, fourth grade, kind of in the late 90s, early 2000s. I got Kirsten as a hand-me-down from a neighbor who was a teenager, and I think got her Kirsten really early on. I was what maybe people call a tomboy, or called a tomboy. I think it's gender creative now, I'm not sure. But I was pretty rough with my toys. I loved Kirsten. I loved her books. But I also really loved a show on Nickelodeon called Action League Now. It was a show where the creators would put action figures and toys like on this remote control car, and they would solve crimes. I thought it was great. I also really loved remote control cars. So my favorite thing to do with Kirsten was to use bungee cords, or I don't really know what I used, but I would tie her basically to the top of this one very large remote control car that my dad got from Radio Shack. And I would drive her up and down the street. I would have little adventures. I'd sometimes put my other like toys on with her, like we'd build, you know, and of course she'd occasionally fall off or something, but I'd usually, so you can just imagine, right? She was completely torn up. My mom was a teacher and did her best with like wet wipes, like trying to get scuffs out of her. But she was pretty beat up, but I still, you know, her dress covered most of her body. So I only ever had like her dress and just her basic outfit without the apron or anything, just the dress and like the shoes. And so she, you know, it covered her up. So you couldn't really tell, but she was pretty beat up. I think one point her arm did come off. My mom somehow got it back on. We never sent her to the doll hospital then. Unfortunately, a few years later in 2005, my family was in the military and we moved to the Gulf Coast of the U.S., so kind of like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. And unfortunately, that was around 2005. And so we lost our house in Hurricane Katrina. And I thought I lost Kirsten forever. I thought she was gone and I was devastated. I was 12, 13, and I just thought, you know, she was gone forever. In my 20s, I found my Kirsten doll after I thought I lost her in Hurricane Katrina. And she was tore up from the floor up. She was really beat up. I ended up sending her off, and I just want to say the doll hospital was so nice. They called throughout the whole process, and they ended up replacing most of her because she was pretty beat up. They very much had the attitude of what happened to this doll. I mean, she was waterlogged. She'd been in, like, an attic in, like, Maine for, you know, a very long time. I found her when I was in my mid to late 20s, so she'd been there for, you know, almost, like, over 10 years at least. Anyway, yeah, they were super nice, and I remember when I got her back, it was just so great. She lives on my work desk now. And even though they replaced most of her, it was really sweet. They sent a really nice note along when the box came back. It was a positive experience for me.
Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.